I'm Vicki Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth takes a look at a community approach to farmland.
The Agrarian Trust is a national land trust trying to reimagine American land ownership. As American farmland becomes consolidated into fewer and fewer hands, the trust wants to help communities move in the opposite direction, to help people across the U.S. buy and hold farmland collectively. One of the first groups to join the organization as a so-called agrarian common is the Somali Bantu Community Association of Central Maine. Here's Muhyiddin Liba, executive director of the SBCA.
This organization was founded around helping the community, and we never turn away anybody who shows up at our door. The count we have for farming is about 212 farmers who are farming with us as of 2020.
Muhyiddin represents a community of about 7,000 Somali refugees who have resettled in Maine beginning in 2005. They started farming in 2014, and the farms they lease are used collectively.
What we do is we till all the land, we take a measurement, and then we divide the land by how many people are interested. So that is how we come down to the amount of land that people can access.
On any given day, 20 or 30 families are out working their plots. On the leased farms, the sheer number of people gathering was enough to cause friction with the landowners.
There's a lot of cultural misunderstandings, and the power dynamic was so big. Where can you drive? Where can you park? All these pieces. So that is when we decided to look around and try to get a piece of land of our own.
The Somali Bantu Community Association partnered with the Agrarian Trust to secure a 107-acre farm in Wales, Maine.
So right now, between Agrarian Trust and the Somali Bantu community, we created another C2 commons called Little Juba, Central Maine, which will be holding the land for us.
Muhyiddin says that while Somali growers have been farming together and sharing land since 2014, until they secured the Little Juba commons, it hasn't really felt like they can farm in a way that's truly communal.
There were a lot of pieces, cultural pieces, that were missing from the leased land. So in this farm, we can add a lot of traditional pieces that we used to have back home in Africa. We can make buildings where kids can play. We can turn one of the buildings into a community meeting space where the community can come.
Muhyiddin also mentions art, painting murals, building scarecrows, and says the farm is a place for people to get out of their apartments and feel the breeze. One of the requirements of the Agrarian Commons partnership is that the land is farmed regeneratively. Usually, this word is used in a strictly environmental sense, like rebuilding topsoil and sequestering carbon, literally regenerating the earth. But it's clear talking with Muhyiddin that the Somali community is thinking about regeneration more holistically. He says where he's from in Africa, land always belongs to the whole community.
Like right now, if you move from one village in Somalia to another village, all you need to do is show up at the elder's place and then tell them you're moving here, you need a piece of land to build, a piece of land to farm. You are given those for free as long as you just follow the village rules. So we are still thinking the same. So when we see people doing like, this is my property, they are closing down their properties and stuff, people get wonder why are these people so private?
Why are these people so private? It's a question worth asking. The Somali Bantu Community Association's Little Juba is one of 10 agrarian commons launched in 2020 in the United States. Little Juba is one of three in New England. The other two are in New Hampshire and Vermont. I think it's exciting to think about farmland as a way to regenerate not just the land, but also a sense of belonging. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to learn more about the agrarian commons and the farms involved on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.